This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Power Talk with me, Aldrin Simpier. So now we're going to focus on politics, and politics quite specifically in Limpopo. So remember that last week the decision was taken, or announced rather, that the ANC, NEC, has decided that Denim Caesar, who is the Treasurer General of the ANC in Limpopo, be reinstated, including Florence Radzelani, who is the Deputy Chairperson. Remember that they were suspended following the VBS report, in which they were implicated in that report. This was after the Integrity Commission of the party did an investigation, and they decided that it would be the right decision, or the right step to take, is for them to step down. So now the NEC has taken a decision that they be reinstated, although, as I said, the chairperson of the party, Gwede Mantashe, had argued that it should first go through the structures of the party in the province and hear what they have to say, and only then would they be reinstated. But my argument is that the decision has already been taken by the NEC, which is the highest decision-making body, between conferences, that they be reinstated. So I don't know what other information they would be receiving from, the information they would be receiving from the structures of the party would have on a decision that has been taken by the NEC that they be reinstated. We are now joined by Phirwane Phala, who is the ANC Limpopo Veterans League Acting Secretary, and they are saying that it was the wrong decision. The argument from the Veterans League is that they are not happy with the NEC's decision to reinstate them, considering the VBS allegations, and remind you that they have still not been cleared. So, Phirwane, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Aldrin Simpier.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm okay, and you, sir?
I'm doing well. So, in your concern that you have raised, have you written this letter to the NEC?
Yes, we have written a letter to the NOB.
The NOB, okay.
We have written a letter to NOB requesting a meeting with the NOB with regard to this matter.
Mm-hmm. When was the letter written?
The letter was submitted, was emailed day before yesterday.
And yes. Have you received any responses yet?
Not yet.
Can you tell us whether Denny as well as Florence, have they been reinstated now?
They have not yet been reinstated. Remember that the decision was taken that the officials must first engage structures and stakeholders.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the SG and other officials are in the process of engaging structures and stakeholders.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so why are you not happy with this decision?
Look, we are not happy about this decision. As you know that in the recent past, we have identified inherent weaknesses in the African National Congress that do not only threaten its position as a leader of society, but which has the potential to erode the confidence in our group's ability of the African National Congress to perform its mission.
Mm.
And in our successive conferences and general councils, we have not only successfully identified some of the challenges, but we have identified corrective actions that the organization needed to take to remain relevant in the eyes of the South African public, Africa, and the rest of the world.
Mm.
And in our declaration of the 50th National Conference, it stated, among other things, that in our deliberations, We have returned time and again to the centrality of morality in rebuilding the fabric of our society. Mm-hmm. And as cadres of the ANC, we have a duty to be in the vanguard of studying morality, openness, respect, tolerance, and in particular, we dedicated ourselves to working selflessly in the struggle for people-centered transformation. We as well to expunge any elements of opportunism, careerism, let alone corruption from within our ranks and indeed from within our society. Mm-hmm. Now, the NEC of the African National Congress, as the highest decision-making body between conferences, has a clear responsibility to the ANC as a whole. And its primary function that guides all the activities of the NEC is to strictly uphold and implement the ANC constitution. Mm-hmm. Therefore, the ANC has a duty to ensure that all ANC structures jealously guard the constitution. And these are the primary conditions on which each member accepts to serve in the African National Congress, NEC. Mm-hmm. So with regard to the issue of the two comrades, we wish to draw the attention of the NEC that the conferences did not only prescribe the maximum period a member should remain suspended or step aside. Therefore, it is worrisome that hardly some few days after the Hawks and NPA has started showing action on the VPS matter, and they've indicated that more arrests should be expected. Mm-hmm. Then our NEC decides to consider the decisions for the two comrades stepping aside. Mm-hmm.
What's your understanding of what's happening? Because clearly there was a reason why the NEC took a decision, for instance, that they or implemented the recommendation from the Integrity Commission that they step aside. What has changed?
That's exactly the reason why we wanted to engage them on the matter, because we are not we are not happy. We are not sure about what is it which made them to take these decisions. There's nothing from our side which compels them to take such a decision.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you remember, Perani, when was the elective conference of the provincial conference?
The elective conference was some time back.
Do you remember the date?
Yeah, I cannot give you the date now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But do you remember whether Florence and Denny were elected into those positions even after the report came out?
They were elected in those positions. But remember, there was the Mutau report, mm-hmm. which implicated them in the VPS scandal.
Yeah.
So we are basically focusing on the issue of the VPS, which came, which indicated that the two officials were implicated in the VPS matter.
Mm-hmm. And, yes. And this matter wasn't raised during... I'm just trying to remember now when exactly it was. Okay, so I see here that it was around about June
2018. It was obviously...
Before the report came out.
Yes.
Yeah, so this would have been before the report came out.
Before the report, the Mudau report.
Okay, so so they are elected in June, and then comes October decision after October, after the report comes out, the decision is then taken for them to step aside. Who then filled those vacancies?
There's no one who's acting on those positions currently.
So the Treasurer General's or the Treasury, the Secretary of Treasury, Denim Caesar, that position wasn't filled, even on an acting basis.
No. And in terms of the condition, somebody else was supposed to have been appointed in that position, while the committee is on suspension.
Yeah.
The committee has stepped aside.
Okay, so it would have been 2 years since that elective conference, and close to 2 years since their suspension. Do you know why those vacancies were not filled?
I cannot say I know or I do not know, but those positions were not filled.
Mm. Okay, let's move over to this argument that has been made and that has been put forward to the NEC.
Yes.
That if you look at other members of the party, including the Transport Minister, Fikile Mbalula, who was implicated in the Public Protector's Report, you also have an MP, Mdu Manana, who was convicted for 3 counts of assault with intent to do grievous bodily harm. You also have the former Gauteng Health MEC and ANC PEC member, Qedani Mahlangu, for her role in the Life Esitimeni tragedy. And then they go forward to say KwaZulu-Natal ANC Deputy Chairperson Mike Mabuyakulu for his arrest over money laundering and corruption, as well as former Deputy President of the ANC Youth League, Andile Lungisa, in the Eastern Cape's Nelson Mandela Bay Metro, who was convicted of assault. Don't they have a case here when they argue that if you look at these people, you haven't done anything with these people, so why should we be put through that? Why should we be forced to not take up our positions?
As a veterans league in the Limpopo, we really do not want to go into those cases, because we do not have any insight of those cases. So what we are saying, we are more focusing on the VBS. This is a matter which affected the people in Limpopo. That is where our veterans are operating. And they are concerned about things which are raised by communities around. Mm. So we really do not want to compare these other issues, because we do not have
Without comparing them, though, is that when you look at what has happened here, there is this tradition that even though somebody is implicated in a report, like for instance the Public Protector's Report, or there is a conviction, that the party won't necessarily take the steps that is expected of the party to take in line with the resolutions of the 54th conference.
Yes, SMG. That's why I'm saying I would not have any insight about those cases. Our focus is more on the BDS, and we say what is BDS, our NEC has definitely erred.
Yeah. Okay,
yes.
So you don't want to comment on the list. What are the people then saying in Limpopo?
Simply, people are not happy. People are not happy, and we are in contact with a number of communities, in the regions. Really are concerned because these areas. The strongholds of the African National Congress, and the support that people have given us during the successive elections, we should not take it. It's unconditional, and we say we need the NEC need to be sensitive about this matter, and the issue of Denny and Comrade Rasilani can wait. People we are more concerned our people than the comrades can still wait until this matter is finalized.
Yeah. What do you think are some of the dangers that lie ahead for the party?
Look, we are worried, Simpia. We are worried about this. As we know that our inaction and perceived unwillingness, you know, to listen to the concern of our general, you know, people, have cost the ANC a lot. It has costed us a city of Cape Town and the Western Cape. It has costed us Nelson Mandela Bay Municipality. It has costed us Tshwane and Johannesburg metros. And we say the people of Limpopo, like the people of the rest of the country, do not really owe us anything. But it is us as ANC who owes them integrity, leadership, and good governance. This is what we're saying.
Okay, let's go to the power line on 0861-987-000. You can also tweet at Aldrin St. Pierre, hashtag Power Talk, and also tweet at PowerFM987. Just before I go to the power line, Perani, do you feel or do you think that the ANC may just suffer another blow during the local government elections next year?
Cynthia, the reason why we're worried during the past elections, our veterans were almost in all the regions of Limpopo, and they went to people and they promised people that we will resolve these problems. Mm. And that's the reason that we're worried about that. And we say the ANC, as a leader of society, should remain focused on people's concerns. So we are really worried. Yes, I can say we're worried.
Okay. Hi, Tepo.
Hi, Holden. How are you?
Good, Holden.
I'm good. I really do agree with the veterans. I really do agree with the veterans. ANC, they did the wrong thing to bring back the name Caesar and Florence. It was wrong, and it was wrong timing. And what I want to know is,
why do you say that?
It's because of factions. It's factions. You must. I need to ask this question to our leader there. And I'm sorry to say this, to divert. Because the reason I'm saying factions, you must check the way they removed Monica Mutsadi. They removed Monica Mutsadi like a dog because of she's fighting corruption. And I think our veteran will agree with me. Monica Mutsadi was removed like a dog. She heard on the Facebook that she was removed as MEC, and it was totally wrong. I just wanted to say that, but it's fine. Let the veteran fight for our people in Limpopo, and then I think we'll win.
Okay. Thank you. Franz, good morning.
Hi, how are you, Audrey?
Good, Franz, how are you doing?
Yeah, man, I've got a question there, man. I'm hearing this man who is struggling there in the studio. Is he saying that they have done what they did now simply because they are concerned about losing elections vis-a-vis the fact that this matter has caused a pain to the communities in terms of the corruption? And also there is a loss of life there. What concerns them most is about to please the people so that they can win elections. Is it what he's telling us?
Okay, just hold. Let me get him to answer that. Pirani?
Yes, India.
The question here from France.
Yes, France. We are concerned about our people in Zambia. We are concerned about those people who lost their savings. We are concerned about an asset which was built over a period of time. This is an asset which, as the ANC, should have made sure that it grows and it serves the needs of our people. The bank is gone, and we are not even sure whether we'll able to resuscitate it. We are concerned about our people, France.
So okay, maybe let me just a follow-up question. Can I make just quickly a follow-up question? Would this matter not making sense in their minds not to reinstate those comrades other than when people on the ground have raised the issue, concerns about that, where they, as a leadership, were not really concerned about, because the reinstatement of this really shows that. So it was from the leadership, it was not from the people on the ground. Until such time that people on the ground raised concerns and raised noise, that's where now they become to say, now no, let's reverse our decisions. Them as people who are, I mean, they've been given the responsibility of to lead. Are they not personally, as persons and as leaders, are they not concerned about what is happening until that such time that they can be taught by the people on the ground that this is wrong?
Okay, Falaza, good morning.
Good morning, bro. How are you?
Shabshabhausen.
Thank you very much. Look, quickly. Look, I think it's upon now the people of Limpopo to see through the kind of the crookery, I mean, they are faced with in those people. You can listen to that man. He's just on the gibberish mode. He can't even say anything coherently. Because why? They know he cannot defend, I mean, the dirty people. He can try to speak the whole day. It's like you'll be trying to milk, I mean, the stone, Eldrin. You're not going to get anything. The best thing that is left now, let the people of Limpopo remove these elitists. They must remove them. They must try something. You see this nonsense that people must be beholden to the ANC because of the liberation tendencies. It gives them the license and the right to hurt our people. The people in Limpopo, just like the people in South Africa, they need the alternative, a change, a taste of who can do other things better than these thugs.
Okay. Johannes?
Well, all I'm saying is if really, really, really the ANC, which is basically the people who are in government, wanted to save him, and they were concerned about the people like he is lying and claiming, they would have saved that bank the same way they saved African Bank, the same way they are going to rescue SAA and they've been putting billions into SAA. They would have done the same thing, especially what they did for African Bank. They would have done the same thing, but they let the bank actually get to the stage where it actually doesn't exist and it's no more. They didn't rescue that bank, but they rescued the African Bank, which is basically a private bank that's run by white people who misused money.
Okay. Perane?
Yes, I'm listening, Cynthia.
Sure. Just quick closing remarks, and let me ask you this. Do you think that the ANC in the province, and especially considering how many municipalities deposited money into VBS, that the ANC itself should also take collective responsibility, including yourself? As an ANC member,
we need to take a collective responsibility. We need to correct these issues. We should not let this type of activities, particularly through our own municipal mayors, our own. Municipal managers, our own provincial leadership, yes.
So what has happened to those municipal managers?
What happened to some of those some of those people were suspended? And when we discussing this matter some in our previous meeting, some people were suspended and nothing happened. And this is the other thing which we really need to revisit.
Okay, then. Thank you so much. Perane Phala, who is the ANC Limpopo Veterans League Acting Secretary, unhappy with the decision that the NEC has taken that Florence Radzelani and Denim Caesar be reinstated.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.